Out-of-cycle update. Been a long time since I pulled out that click, you know, but it was appropriate. It was timely. We needed to have something to put some framework around what's going on with this cult DAO business, because CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host, and you need to come back and get my credit, because Leister did coverage on cult DAO on a couple of occasions. And I told you three main things. One, it's not ready for any growth. I said it's not suitable for outside the crypto bubble. And I said it's doomed to fail and struggle in the short term. Here we are, and we are apparently are seeing cult DAO getting kicked off of exchanges. This was brought to my attention on CoinMarketCap's community, as people were saying, what the hell's going on with this business? It's off my exchange, and it's Bybit was the exchange in question. And it's off the exchange, and I can't use my exchange, and what the hell's going on? So I did a little digging, because I was curious. And I know there may be one person listening to the show that they followed cult and they believed in cult. They followed the narrative and they'll read the manifesto. Got them sold. And I'm hoping that they're of sound mind where they'll listen to Leister this time. Before, you didn't listen to Leister when Leister told you this was not going to work and it's not going to succeed. It's going to struggle because of idiot decisions and a childish presentation. So hopefully you're listening to Leister now when he tells you what happened. And here we are. As a time traveler, though I am, I'm not clairvoyant. I'm just telling you the obvious. It was obvious to you, but the read the manifesto got you sold and the wage fuck khakis got you entertained. And I understand what the hell happened. But the truth is, cult DAO got kicked off of Bybit. I went to Bybit and I confirmed it myself. The banner specifically said, it's not on here anymore. Did a little digging. CoinCarp.com put out an announcement. This was dated July 2nd. Quote, due to market risk and liquidity issues with cult, Bybit will be delisting the cult trading pair on our platform and will no longer support cult as an asset going forward. Then they list out the timeline for this. Spot trading will be no longer supported after 8 a.m. on July 16th, so 4 days ago, and all orders will be automatically removed. Deposits will no longer be available after 8 a.m. on July 9th, so 11 days ago. Withdrawals will no longer be available after 8 a.m. on October 9th. So it's done. It's a done deal. All you can do is withdraw. I make the assumption that you probably got an email telling you this was going to happen if you held the asset, but that's an assumption because it's Bybit and they're overseas. Maybe they're incompetent. I don't know. But I'm assuming you got an email, or maybe you just duck email, you run from the smoke. And so that's the reason for my out-of-cycle update, is to do a public service announcement, because there could be one-off people who are in cult and didn't know this happened to them, where your money is now at risk. And I'm doing this because I don't want to see your stuff get took. I want to make sure you get your money back. Now, obviously, the value of it is in the crapper. But whatever's left over, hopefully you're able to get it out or trade it to something else. But I want to call out what they said. They said, quote, market risk and liquidity issues. If you listen to my two episodes that I did on YouTube, they're still out there. I said risk. I said it's not going to be growing. It's going to have problems. It's going to struggle in the short term. Because it was obvious. Like, I'm not a time traveler. I'm not clairvoyant. It was obvious. It was blatantly obvious what was going on with this crap. It was crap. The manifesto's crap. The H-button khakis. Like, everything around it was garbage. And I never could understand what it was that people were jumping into, because none of it made any damn sense, at least to me. And I was trying to steer people away from it. I can't actively tell you not to do, but I was trying to discourage people from getting into this crap because I knew what was going to happen. And I'm hoping you sold out in time prior to this crap out of wealth that you lost where somebody else was dumping on you on a regular basis. Because when they talk about liquidity, if the liquidity is a challenge, liquidity is a balance. It's a balance of buys and sells. You have to have enough cult, in this case, in the liquidity pool, and you have to have enough of whatever it was paired to, whether that was, in this case, it might have been Ethereum or BNB, whatever it was, in the pair. There has to be a balance of both tokens in the pair, the liquidity pair, in order to make it make sense. If you didn't have that, it's not going to work. So I assumed that everything was all kosher. Let's assume it's Ethereum token. So let's say it's paired to ETH, or let's say it's paired to USDT on ETH. Let's assume those are the two pairs. I assumed that, Ethereum had a decent run up after, you know, the first of the year. So I assumed that cult was going to do some recovery. That didn't happen. It just kept on going down, cult. So it didn't matter that it was paired to Ethereum, and it certainly didn't matter it was paired to USDT in those pairs at all, because if the exchanges are calling out liquidity concerns, that means it's a serious issue. But I was curious. Is it just Bybit? No. L Bank kicked off the L Bank. I don't even know when L Bank was, and I didn't want to look at the article because it was a waste of my time. Poloniex still has it listed. The volume is zero. The 24-hour volume is zero. Even crap like Pulse Dogecoin, it'll get like $10 or $20 every now and then, right? There's something there. I'm trying to think of another token that's at zero volume, like literally none. And I'm struggling to think of any other token that's that bad where it's zero on an exchange. And I'm not suggesting Poloniex is one of these amazing exchanges. I'm saying that zero volume is heavily concerning, at least to me. CoinMarketCap swears that the volume is about $55,000. The liquidity score across the board for all these exchanges, because it's still active on Gate.io and it's still active on KuCoin, but the liquidity score is extremely low on both of those. The only exchange left that has decent levels of liquidity is Uniswap. And of course, that's decentralized. Now, that means you can still trade it. And so I would advocate that you consider something else, because consider this. If the exchange is telling you that this isn't worth listing, it's not even worth leaving there, that's got to be a level of bad. They're listing crap like Dog with Hat. They're listing crap like Pepe. They're listing crap like Pepe. They're listing crap like Bonk. They're listing crap like Trump. They're listing absolute garbage where you're rolling the dice, and they would rather have you take those risks where you have a stronger risk of losing your money outright. They'd rather you get into that crap than Colt. That's telling you Colt is a level of bad that even I could not foresee, despite the fact I told you it was going to have this kind of a problem. I didn't think it would be this bad, where they're actively telling you it's just not even worth being on our platform, but all this other garbage is these vol coins or shit coins, depending on who you ask. So my public service announcement to you is simply to tell you Colt DAO's getting kicked off exchanges left, right, Sunday. Liquidity is at an all-time low on the centralized side. Liquidity seems to be decently strong on the decent side. It would behoove you to consider, at this point, you've lost a lot of value. Consider getting your money out. If you still believe in Colt, you believe that narrative, you believe the manifesto, you believe all that stuff and the fuckgackies and all that around the Cape of Good Hope and whatever the F, if you believe in all that, then by all means, go ahead and do it. I just don't want to see you get your stuff took. And right now, your stuff's at risk because Colt's in a very bad, bad way. Mind you, I did warn people. People just didn't listen to me. Now, you come back, give my credit, because I told you what was going to happen. Because I like to try to keep people safe. I don't like to see people get their stuff jacked up and lost money for no reason. There was no reason to stay in this, right? There was nothing in the presentation. It was a bunch of kids. The whole freaking manifesto was a joke. The website is crap. You knew that, though. You bought into the hype. Again, I stress it. Bonk outdid this. Like, Bonk! The garbage of garbage outdid your Colt DAO. That's where we're at, folks. Okay? I see it. I understand. You wanted to belong to something. Belong to a general meme craze. Colt was a meme token. As a meme token, and no, it did not have a utility. As a meme token, it couldn't even surpass fucking Bonk, bro. It couldn't even surpass fucking Bonk. That's where we're at. That's what we've got here. I want you to reflect and think about that, what I just said, because it's the truth. You can see it for yourself to be the truth because your token has failed compared to these other ones out there. $54,000 in 24-hour volume, okay? Even Bone has more volume than that, and Bone is in the crap compared to SHIB, and even Bone is blowing it out the water. And Bone doesn't, yes, the gas is Shibarium, nobody uses it, and it doesn't matter. It's still pulling $1 million worth of volume, and yours is $57,000. Reflect, process, consider. Leister tried to tell us. Leister told us the obvious. Make smarter decisions about the tokens you support in the future. That's all I ask, right? Be smarter about it. If it looks like crap, and you know it looks like crap, It's snake oil. That's what it was. It's snake oil. Don't fall for that. I don't want to see you get ripped off.